The Detroit news stations, WWJ and WWJFM, Detroit.
This is Don Perry of WWJ News. Detroit, along with the rest of the nation, was stunned today by the assassination of President Kennedy. There is an air of disbelief, even now, several hours after the tragic news came from Dallas, Texas. The big and the little mourn the death of Mr. Kennedy, who started his campaign for the nation's highest office right here in Detroit in 1960. When the first bulletin of the shooting was broadcast shortly after 1:30 this afternoon, hundreds of persons called the Detroit News and WWJ News as switchboards were jammed throughout the city. 1,123 calls were registered at the Detroit News switchboard between 1:30 and 4 o'clock. Hundreds of others could not get through. The telephone jam became so bad, Martin Hayden, editor of the Detroit News, was forced to ask radio and television to plead with listeners not to call for information. All city offices in Detroit closed at 2:45 this afternoon, with the exception of the essential services such as fire and police and health and welfare agencies. Mayor Kavanaugh, through his press secretary, told the employees to spend their time going to church to pray for the president. The mayor had called from home, where he is recovering from a heavy cold. Later, Mayor Kavanaugh made this statement.
I'm sure I speak for all of us here in Detroit when I say I'm literally grief-stricken over what's happened to our beloved president. To be struck down in the way in which he was in this hour of tragedy is almost unbelievable. It's a great personal loss for myself, my wife and family, because we've had the pleasure of meeting and knowing the president, President Kennedy. It's just unbelievable and incomprehensible that this could happen. And I would extend our most profound sorrow on not only behalf of my family, but on behalf of everyone here in Detroit, to Mrs. Kennedy and her bereaved family, as well as to Vice President Johnson, sending him our prayers in this great hour of need. I've asked that the public buildings be draped in black to commemorate this very tragic day, and also that our flags be flown at half-mast throughout the city. I truly am grief-stricken, and from the deep sorrow in my heart, I would extend most deep and profound sympathy to Mrs. Kennedy and her family.
The mayor sent a telegram to President Johnson, which said, in part, "As you assume the mantle of leadership, do so in the firm knowledge that America needs and acclaims your leadership. May God be with you." The reaction of the man and woman on the street was of shock, disbelief, and bitter sorrow. People went about their business, or tried to, choking back tears and shaking their heads, wondering how such a thing could happen here in the United States.